The road into Hatcher Pass in the Talkeetna Mountains north of Palmer is expected to open this evening after avalanches blocked it Monday morning. About 10 people were stranded in the pass when two separate snowslides came down from Marmot Mountain, piling debris across the roadway. Most of those stuck in the pass were reportedly staying at the well-provisioned Hatcher Pass Lodge. Department of Transportation spokesperson Shannon McCarthy says danger from future avalanches prevented crews from clearing the debris until avalanche mitigation work could be done.
They had just had 12 to 15 inches of new snow, which is that kind of critical time within that 24 to 48 hours after a new snow that we'll see a lot of slides let loose.
The mitigation generally involves using explosives to intentionally trigger avalanches before removing the debris. And to do that, DOT will often shoot a howitzer cannon into an avalanche-prone mountainside. But the team in Hatcher Pass on Tuesday instead used what's called a daisy bell system. That's a bell-shaped piece of equipment that dangles on a line beneath a helicopter and can deliver a concussive blast to trigger a slide. McCarthy says the daisy bell is much more precise than a cannon.
In Hatcher Pass, it's narrow, there's oftentimes weather, but we also oftentimes have a lot of people recreating in the area. And, you know, using a howitzer just would not be conducive.
With the mitigation work done Tuesday, McCarthy says it was safe enough today to send plows, a snowblower, and a grader into the pass to clear away the snow. The work was expected to be completed by about 5 p.m. Also today, DOT is dealing with a different type of mayhem on South Central roadways. The southbound lanes of the Glen Highway were shut down near Eagle River this afternoon after an 18-wheeler carrying a tall load crashed into a bridge over the highway. McCarthy says engineers were inspecting the bridge before motorists could drive either over it or under it. Drivers were able to bypass the area by detouring through Eagle River.